All right, let's start on the those who were in favor of sex before marriage. Let's start right down in front and ask this busy little group here.
All right, we have that it's the ultimate physical expression of love. Well, if you agree that kissing is all right, you can go on from there, that this is just a greater degree of a physical expression. Therefore, all right. If you say that sex isn't all right, you're just cutting it off at a certain degree.
This lady on the aisle here.
I think psychological frustration, like he said about love and everything, you just can't stop. Say, oh, okay, we're going to quit now. I know you love me and everything. But it's great frustration.
All right, we'll take that.
Assuming that there is a friendship and a mutual love between the two partners, sex could possibly draw them closer to each other. And as far as the fear of pregnancy, a great deal has been done about that. So actually, there are many ways to prevent pregnancy today.
All right, let's ask another group for another reason. He's touched on two big reasons.
The first reason our group found was that often people feel that they have to try intercourse before marriage to find out if they're sexually compatible and also to gain experience.
All right.
Our group decided that it's all up to the individual. It doesn't matter because it's all in the way a person believes. And as marriage stands today, society has made it merely a permission slip. And if love is the strongest bond on earth, what can a piece of paper do to make something legal or illegal?
All right.
We want to know why, if sex in marriage is such a beautiful thing, then why is it so ugly outside of marriage?
All right.
It's in a sexual relationship. It's not only a one-sided relationship. There's a sexual gratification for both parties, and it lets you let off sexual steam, and both parties get out of it what they're supposed to.
We have one testing your sexual compatibility, and it's be helpful in obtaining confidence in one another.
They said that sexual experience prevents a clumsy wedding, and it prevents sexual strain on the dating relationships by relieving pure physical strain.
All right, let's have another thought.
Well, two of our reasons were given, but the third one is that people are just curious.
It's human nature to experiment.
Here's a young lady.
Nowadays, anyone who gets pregnant is just purely stupid. I mean...
One of the things we thought was the most beautiful night in your life was supposed to be the honeymoon. And if you didn't have any premarital sex, why go into it awkward, embarrassed, and sexually uneducated when you could go in? It should be a great day in your life.
All right. Any... All right, a comment back here.
Well, in the beginning, you more or less eliminated the moral... implications of sex, and I really don't think that we can afford to do this. I think that our repugnance towards premarital sex, I think that the guilt that follows premarital sex, I think that the social condemnations that come with premarital sex and the difficulty in obtaining contraceptives or practicing premarital sex all have a moral basis, and I think it's the system of morality right now that is proving itself not too viable. And I think that we really have to discuss the Judeo-Christian, you know, morals that the society is founded on.
All right.
My group discussed that one of our points that we reached was practice makes perfect.
We decided that it fulfills a biological and psychological appetite as well as being pleasurable and showing affection in the most complete way.
Well, we said that, you know, maybe some couples would want to do it to see if they're really sexually compatible, because if they're not sure about it, then maybe they'll feel that, you know, in marriage that it might, you know, present a problem if they feel that they're not, so they want to try it out first.
Here. All right, let's ask this group over here.
Like, do it for kicks. You don't buy a pair of shoes till you try it on.
Some people probably want to rebel against society by doing it.
Here's one.
We said that before marriage it seems more attractive than after, you know, because it's, you know, you go with the same person every night for 25 years, it just gets boring.
All right.
Our group decided that premarital sex was a natural pleasure that gave you the experience so you could know your partner and you wouldn't go into marriage being afraid of sex.
Okay, first of all, in every teenager's life, I think when they hit around 17, 16, he hears about sex most of the time, and he mostly does it just to find out what it's like. I believe you try little by little until you go all the way, and I think this is just due to curiosity.
And one more thing, it keeps you off the streets.
All right, let's move over then and ask this side what reasons they found, again on the natural level, in favor of waiting for intimate sexual experience until marriage. All right, let's start right down in front here. Could you start us off here?
Well, one of our reasons was that a clumsy blunder. It could be a clumsy blunder that might end in a totally irresponsible conception of an unwanted child and also unwanted responsibility for the individuals involved. And the other was that promiscuity has been in the past known to be the cause of emotional instability in marriage.
All right. So let's move back and get another idea.
There's growth and venereal disease could cause from the cause from sex.
Well, it could cause a marriage between two people for sex rather than for emotional love. And then after a while, when the sex part wears off, that's the end of the marriage.
We'll take the center here.
We have doubting fidelity of your spouse after you are married, and it could lead to an abortion. And also, a girl that you know does, you know, have premarital sex with a guy, even if she, you know, doesn't have any children or becomes pregnant, it's bad for her psychologically if he leaves her, because you know she will be frigid if she, you know, does ever get married and does want to have children.
All right, this gentleman.
We felt that men and women both want their marriage partner to be a virgin when you do get married. And our other reason was if you do have a relationship, it's a chance of ruining things afterwards because of a guilt feeling.
All right, let's have another report. Here's a hand.
True love is usually based on faith. And if a person can't wait long enough and be strong enough for marriage, then they really have no love at all. Because love on sex isn't all that you get married for. You want it when you're old and sex no longer is a drive, what are you going to have then? You want to have true love. And if you go by a proverb, it's a funny one, but it works. You don't buy the cow if you get the milk free. You don't marry a girl if you get sex before.
All right. Spoken like a good farm girl. Do we have another reason? Down in front here.
Well, I don't think that somebody that gets pregnant is stupid. I mean, a lot of girls can get pregnant to trap somebody, too. If they want somebody bad enough, they will.
A very true statement. Let's have another idea.
Well, personally, I feel with the basic instinct is to raise a family, to raise young. And sex before marriage, some girl over here said something about preventing the baby, preventing, there's all kind of ways to prevent young from being born. Well, once you do this, you're going against the basic instincts of human nature.
Here we go again. It isn't though to be able to do it together, to love one another and share in this great, I mean, it's a great thing to be in love with someone and to want deeply to share with them. And you share your entire life when you marry someone. And I mean, if before, I mean, I know there's the urge, you know, I'm not saying you don't. And the guy's always going to ask. But the girl's position is to say no. And when the guy, when he asks and the girl says yes, in his heart, he's hoping she would have said no because he really loves her. Oh, I know what you guys, I'm talking about love. All right, you guys, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about love. You can talk to me to the blue moon about sex, but I'm talking about love, and I mean real love. And I think if you can share it together, I think it means more.
Spoken like a woman.
I just want to say that you made a statement, practice makes you a better partner. You've got plenty of time to practice after you're married.
All right, here's the hand in center.
That's all and good, but you have to try the shoe on before you wear it. You don't want to marry some guy that, you know, it's going to be some big clunk in bed with you or something. I wouldn't.
So we got a shoe salesman in the crowd. Here's one down in front.
Well, as far as the practice making perfect, so to speak, I think that it all depends on who the individual is and who he's practicing, who he or she is practicing on. And given the wrong perspective, it could lead to practically everything that the people on this side are trying to say, the emotional instability, incompatibility, psychosis and neuroses, things that are not necessarily the things that neuter a good marital life.
All right.
All the responsibility is always put on the girl. And it's really not fair because any girl knows that any guy is much stronger than she is and could definitely take her over if he wanted to. So why is all the responsibility a girl supposed to say no? But it's actually the guy who has to control himself. If he loves her, if she loves... All right, a girl can say no, and if he really wants her to say no, fine, swell. But if he doesn't want her to say no, he can definitely get what he wants.
He can. All right, a gentleman in the jacket there.
Well, they were talking about a honeymoon night supposed to be beautiful, and you don't want to bumble it up or anything, but if the honeymoon night's supposed to be beautiful and one of the most, the biggest night in your life, I wouldn't want to think that it would want to be old hand for you, and that the sexual experience would be something that you've had before, and that it wouldn't just be anything to you.
All right. Down in front, side aisle.
We decided that everybody so far is just talking about the pleasures of premarital sex, and they're not even thinking about the emotional aspects that many girls aren't able to cope with.
All right. Have another young lady.
Our group discussed it, and we thought that because friends and relatives may frown on premarital sex, you may ruin your reputation and make yourself socially unacceptable to society, and no one wanted to marry you. And besides that, curiosity killed the cat.
Okay. Let's take one over here, this young man.
We said that if we had sex before, what do we have to look forward to after marriage?
Okay.
We just said that the first person said that if you should always try on a shoe before you buy it, but after you've tried it on and worn out the sole, you can never take it back.
All right, this gentleman here.
We decided that the reason for getting married is sex, and if you did it before, it would take away one of the main purposes of getting married, because you wouldn't care if you got it or not.
All right. Young lady?
Sex is supposed to be a beautiful thing, and you should share it with the one you really, truly love, and that's why you marry your husband.
All right. Over here?
The the motto of too many people is to err as human, but it feels divine. And I think that, you know, if you skip it, there's a lot less danger of venereal diseases. A lot less.
Okay. This young lady here.
I think we decided that the biggest thing about premarital sex was that the girl lost her virginity. And after all, virginity is your best gift that you can give to your husband, and the same thing goes for the man.
All right.
In our group, we discuss what happens if we do have sexual intercourse and the girl gets pregnant. I mean, we sort of put the child at a disadvantage because he's an illegitimate child. And when he grows up, it sort of has an inferiority complex.
All right, here's another one.
We found that it destroys mutual trust after marriage because if she'll do it with you, how do you know she didn't do it with somebody else?
All right. Who's got one there?
We came to the conclusion that a bed's much more comfortable than the back seat of a car.
Let's take this one and one more.
Okay. We decided that a good reason for waiting is that no one wants to buy a used product.
You said to completely avoid all of the moral laws, but I say that these laws do exist, the laws of God and man, therefore we have to observe them.
If you do it before marriage, you might mistake sex for love, and then you'll get married and you'll find out that it wasn't really love and your marriage could be ruined. And then if you do it just like with one guy, I mean, it could become habit forming, and you'll do it with just anybody.
Hmm.
I just want to say one thing, and that's that girls who indulge may bulge.